The Parnell administration wants to change another part of the 2006 cruise ship initiative. The voter-approved measure required strict new standards for wastewater discharges. Bills introduced this session at the governor's request would effectively allow more chemicals and minerals to be released into the water. Senate Bill 29 had its first hearing yesterday before the Senate Resources Committee. Environmental Conservation Commissioner Larry Hardig told the panel the bill would allow a more practical approach to controlling pollution.
It recognizes that it's really difficult, if impossible, for many dischargers to meet the water quality standards at the point of discharge. So they allow a limited area of mixing the treated effluent, and I keep emphasizing treated effluent, the mix of the treated water with the receiving water has to meet state water quality standards at the edge of the mixing zone.
The industry has asked state officials to make such a change. Cruise lines say the strong new standards that start in 2015 are impossible to meet. The committee took no testimony, but the bill has opposition. Chip Toma is president of Responsible Cruising in Alaska, which backed the 2006 initiative standards.
I think the bill, SB 29, is unnecessary. And the reason is because the cruise ships and DEC have made such great improvements in the last few years in lessening the effects of some of their discharge problems.
The Senate Resources Committee will hold another hearing tomorrow afternoon where it will take public comments on the bill. An identical bill will be heard by that same day in the House Resources Committee. The legislature has already rolled back one part of the cruise ship initiative. At the administration's request, it reduced head taxes that fund local tourism projects by more than 50%. It did not change a portion of the tax that funds onboard environmental monitors.